To start with, how did you come to be in the Central Kenai area?
So I moved to Kenai from Louisiana when I was 19, and I just kind of fell in love with the area and decided to stay here.
Louisiana, what brought you here from there? That's quite the jump.
So almost all of my family is originally from Alaska. My parents moved out before the kids were born, and so growing up, I'd always heard like stories about how like Alaska was the most beautiful place that they had ever lived, and how like all my grandparents wished that they could always go back. And so I lost my grandparents when I was 19. And so I decided to move here almost in like a way to honor them.
Oh, nice. And so your grandparents were from up here or lived up here?
Yeah.
Okay.
They lived in the Kenai area right before they moved out.
Ah, okay. So 19 when you moved up here, what have you been doing with yourself since you moved up?
Well, I have been working. I recently started an interior design business.
Oh, very cool.
I got married and I bought a house. So, kind of just settling some roots here
You sound
is what I've been doing.
quite busy with all of the life things. And how did you get started in art? Is that something you found in school? Is that something family members did? How did you end up going down that path?
Oh man, I remember like even when I was a kid, I was always super creative, crafty wise.
Okay.
We would always have crafts in the house. You know, we'd always get crafts as like Christmas and birthday presents. And to me, it was always just so much fun to just be creative. And then I had a really awesome art teacher in high school, and that's when I kind of almost found my love for art again.
Oh, the gateway art teachers, bless them
Yeah,
all.
exactly.
What kind of stuff did that teacher have you doing in school that really captured you?
A lot of just your typical art class stuff, painting, doing, working with different mediums, different sizes, different subjects, things like that. But she was just so charismatic that she made art just so much fun, regardless on if you were good at it or not.
So, did a lot of that stuff in high school. Did you take any classes or workshops or do any training after high school?
No, I did not.
Ah, all right. Kind of self-taught from that point then.
Yeah, art to me is like kind of a just a relaxing hobby.
And the piece that you donated is a painting, obviously. Do you do just acrylics or oils, or do you get into watercolor, or what's your kind of mediums these days?
I am mostly a charcoal pencil person,
Okay.
just because I like to be super, super precise.
Okay.
But Marion asked me for something in color. And I always kind of, acrylics is like an old pastime for me. So I figured that would be something good in color that I could do for this.
Nice. Okay. So you got a little stretch assignment there.
Yeah.
So, what is it like switching back to acrylics and dealing in color if you've been mostly living in the charcoal world?
As I said, I'm kind of precise, so there's always the joke that I like to paint with just like a hair. My brush is about the size of a hair. So it's kind of a challenge for me every time I go back to acrylics, just because acrylics to me are almost more of like a loose medium.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of a little bit of a challenge to be a little more loose, less precise.
And so it's kind of funny then that the image is of a clock. So if you're talking about precise,
Yes.
you've got the precision of time and clocks and whatnot. So it's kind of a whimsical imagery. Is that the sort of thing that you normally do, or is that a bit of a departure as well?
Normally, I like to choose, like, I would say, like, real world objects. So, like, clocks or pieces of clothing or things like that, almost like, but paint them or draw them in a more whimsical way rather than them just being the object that they are in real life.
How'd you come up with the idea for this piece?
I did a piece very similar years and years ago, and I never finished it. And so looking through kind of my portfolio, I was like, oh, it would be really nice if I finished this, but it was obviously in black and white. So I just decided to, instead of finishing it, just to go through and kind of reimagine it in acrylics.
And it was adding the color to it a painful process for you then, or does that give it kind of an extra dimension to you as well, or is that sort of a chore to have to delve
It
back into
almost
color?
gives it like that whimsical nature, because when you're in drier mediums, you can almost be more, in my eye, realistic. And
Right.
when you're working with acrylics, you can be kind of in that realistic realm, but they're almost more whimsical when you're working with acrylics rather than realistic. So
Okay.
it is kind of a challenge to swap from black and white to color.
Do you have things that you would like to do with your art in the future, or goals, or different mediums that you would like to explore?
So having an interior design business, my ultimate dream is to make decor items using my artistic talents. So whether that be somebody comes to me and wants like a specific piece for their house, or they have an idea of something that they want to hang in their home, that's kind of where I would like to go with it, is to get more into making custom decor pieces.
Oh, cool. Okay. So
Yeah.
tell me a little more about interior design. How did you get interested in doing that?
So I currently work at Sherwin-Williams, and a lot of people there know me as the color lady.
Which is kind of ironic since you prefer black and white, but okay.
I know. And so I started helping people pick colors for their house, and I just realized that I love it. It's so much fun for me. Like outside in my life, outside of my artwork, I love colorful things. So for me, it was so easy and so much fun to help people find the color that they want for their house and then find things that work with it. So a lot of times people would bring me like countertops and flooring and cabinets and different samples and ideas. And just sitting there and helping them put all of those things together to create this masterpiece that they're going to live in, that was so much fun to me. And so I can only get a little taste of it when I'm at work. So I wanted to do it outside of work, kind of on my own, so that I could fill my time with doing it more.
You're looking at paint swatches and then, oh, but do you want to talk tile? Let's talk tile. Countertops. What are you thinking? I could
Yes,
see.
exactly that. And I could go out and actually see these houses, because that when I work, I can't like leave work and go look at these houses and, help people coordinate them. But when I do it on my own, I can.
What's your process like working with people? Do you kind of try to fulfill whatever their ideas are, or are you using more of your design sense and artistic background to sort of steer them maybe in directions that you think are going to be a little more successful? Because sometimes you can see the ooh shiny and get enamored with it and lose track of, okay, well, that's actually not going to work with the flooring or the wall color or whatever. So how do you navigate all of that?
Mine is just having the conversation with somebody. Like, for example, you have all of these choices, but you don't have someone to almost talk them out with. So for me, as working in the design industry, it's just being the person that can talk them out with you, but kind of in a way steer you in a direction that works. So say that you find this cabinet on Instagram and you fall in love with it, but you don't know how it's going to work. You just might have to make some slight adjustments with your countertops or your paint color to make those things work, but you still get the piece that you love. You're just kind of adjusting the things around them. So I guess a lot of it for me is I kind of let the customer direct the conversation, and I just kind of point them in a direction that makes sense using the items that they're not willing to get rid of or not willing to change.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that being very relevant to being an artist as well. I mean, a lot of it is kind of problem solving and figuring out how to tweak things to get to whatever, end product you had in mind when you started.
Exactly. Like when you find something that inspires you, like you go outside and you find like a tree that you want to paint, but it doesn't fit with the background that you have to kind of finagle things to make that subject work with what you want to paint.
Right.
So they kind of go hand in hand a little bit.
Okay. So at what point in your development with your artwork did you start thinking of yourself as an artist, you know, whatever that term might mean to you?
To me, I still don't think of myself as an artist. I think of myself as someone who just enjoys art.
Okay. One of those. Don't want to give yourself the label. All right. So what is art to you in your life then? You said it's more of a hobby for you, but is it something that you know, just walk around in your life and you're inspired by things, you're thinking about pieces? Is it how you interact with the world? Is it a relaxing way to spend a couple hours that you might have free?
For me, it's definitely like I walk through and I get inspired by things. And so I take photos of them. And then when I kind of have a couple hours where I kind of feel stressed out or anxious, I take time to myself and just kind of draw them or paint them. It doesn't have to look good, but it's just kind of a way for me to relax and then, you know, kind of go through and look at some of the things that have inspired me. And it also brings back like memories. So there will be like 2 or 3 years where I'll have this picture of like a piece of scenery, and then I go back to that memory to draw it or to paint it.
What kinds of things inspire you then?
I think really growing up in Louisiana, there's not a whole lot to look at. So for me, it's a lot. I get inspired a lot by natural things. Like when I go out, when I go camping somewhere, like in front of a beautiful mountain with a stream, to me, that is so inspiring because I didn't grow up seeing those things in real life, like a beautiful flower. So I get more inspired by nature and kind of God's creations.
Okay. Well, Alaska is certainly a good fit for that stuff then.
It is.
So what's been your maybe development as an artist in this area? I mean, as far as getting involved in shows or, you know, finding places to display your work, anything like that?
So I always kind of view my work as like a piece of myself because I usually do it from like my memories or, you know, things that I enjoy. The only thing that I've really done was Marion with the Art Center approached me 2 years ago to assist in the large mural project inside the Art Center.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. And then this is the only piece that I've ever actually hung in public and put out.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes, because I kind of hold them near and dear.
Oh, okay. Tell me more about that. You can't bring yourself to part with them?
No, it's very hard because, like I said, they're almost like a piece of myself. You know, they're from my memories or from my experiences or something that has inspired me over my lifetime. So for me to sell them is almost like, you know, selling a memory or selling like a piece of myself. So I kind of struggle with putting things out there a little bit. I would like to do more of it. And I think that having Marion, she kind of like pushes me a little bit and challenges me a little bit to do things outside of my comfort zone. So she has been such a great resource in like getting my stuff out there and encouraging me to let other people enjoy it as well, not just myself.
How has the last year been for you artistically with the pandemic and isolation and things being shut down? I think some folks have turned to artwork as a kind of a comfort to get them through. And some folks have been having a real hard time getting motivated or, you know, feeling creative in times of stress. Is art something that is helpful to you in those situations? Or is it something you kind of need to be in the right mindset to approach?
So usually I am so busy this past year. I have been working full time, running my business. And then recently this year, I started going to school for business marketing. So I have been outrageously busy. And having this painting go out was almost like a way for me to de-stress from how busy I have made myself. So I haven't done any artwork the entire year besides this piece just because I've been so busy with life that I just haven't had time. And it was kind of nice to just like make time for myself to do it.
Excellent. No time for stress. You are low on the to-do list stress.
Yeah, exactly.
And so the color piece, so that means you're using your teeny tiny exacting brush to do this, though. So how much, you know, how much time did you put into this piece?
Oh, goodness. I would say I put at least 20 or more hours into it just because I work really, really small.
Yeah, and Marion had mentioned that too, that you have a very exacting process. So is that like a personality thing, or is that a, you know, you get the kind of effect that you like in your artwork thing? Are you a bit of a control freak in other iterations of life?
What is so funny is that, you know, people always ask me that because when a lot of people meet me in real life, I am colorful. I am more like free spirit. I'm not like a planning person. And then when I get into my artwork, I'm like super precise, black and white. It's almost like my artwork is a polar opposite of my personality. And I can't ever explain why. It's just I get in that moment. And to me, it's almost like enjoyable to be that precise.
Interesting.
Just, yeah.
I need to go get a art psychologist on the phone here to really delve into.
So maybe it's like my secret personality coming out.
Nice. Getting to express a different side of yourself. And yeah, I think maybe it's more commonly heard of to have the more buttoned up person that like lets loose through artwork. You're kind of the opposite.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. Well, to each their own. I'm glad you have that outlet to be all organized and precise. So I guess I would ask you where folks can find your work in the community, but I guess I know the answer to that. It's going to be at Veronica's through April, but you probably aren't on display or for sale many other places, I'm going to guess.
At my house.
Okay.
That's where you'll find it, at my house.
Well, since your interior design business is part of your artistic endeavors here, how could folks find out more about that?
So I am on Facebook. The business name is called Bell Designs, and people can follow me on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram. And of course, if they ever want some interior design work, my phone number is there as well as my email.